In the beginning, it only conducted research for a few weeks in a year. But eventually, the Bureau established mobile camera stations. Searches were conducted using hot air balloons and infrared nighttime cameras, sonar scanners, and submarines. Dr. Roy Mackel, a Loch Ness researcher, has suggested a large mammal like a primitive whale. Others suggest a long-necked seal or giant otter. A few suggest an overgrown eel. Probably the most famous picture of the Loch Ness monster was the surgeon's photo, supposedly taken by Colonel Robert Wilson. This photo was acknowledged as a fake, though, by Christian Sperling, who helped build the model monster that was photographed. He admitted the trick shortly before he died at age 90 in 1993. Efforts have continued to find the monster. A great deal of information was discovered about the loch, but they have yet to produce any concrete evidence of a monster. Skeptics argue that the water in the loch is too cold for a reptile like the plesiosaur. They also argue an air-breathing animal, like a whale or seal, would spend much more time on the surface than the creature seems to, and would be spotted more often. Some scientists have wondered if the sightings might be caused by an underwater wave, which is known to sometimes occur in deep, long, cold lakes, like Loch Ness. Such a wave might push debris to the surface that might look like a strange animal.